Welcome to The Craft Life. In every episode, we'll dive deep into the rabbit hole of all things branding and marketing within the craft beer industry. Be prepared to be injected with tips, processes, and ideologies from those in the industry that are executing in a unique and creative fashion. If you're looking for ways to cut through all that noise and find or redefine your craft by creating long-lasting impressions, memorable experiences, all while having consistency in your attitude, belief, and values, then The Craft Life is a good fit for your life. Let's get crafting. Welcome to The Craft Life, episode 4, where we'll be discussing how the aesthetics of your physical location plays a role in your overall brand identity. The thing to keep in mind is that your brand identity is the visual language that you use to tell your brand story. This includes a lot more components such as your logo, the typography, the design of your packaging that you use. So when it comes to the aesthetics of your business location, this covers a combined effect of your building shape, size, texture, color, balance, and a slurry of other things that make your customers fall in love with the environment. Your business location, if it's client-facing, obviously, is one of the strongest touch point of your business because it tells your brand stories and it further exudes your company's brand essence. And for you, all you that don't know what your brand essence is, this is a silent message that helps communicate the compelling idea behind your business rather than a public-facing statement like your tagline. Which leads us overall to say that this is probably one of the factors that help tell your customers who you are and what you're all about by verbally telling them and not saying it, and allows them to form their own perception. The cool thing about that is you have the option of having strong influence in controlling that narrative by designing the layout the way you want to express your brand. So without further ado, today's guest is the director of brand, Pete Lopez from Copper Point Brewing. Thank you very much for joining us, my man.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us. I appreciate it, man.
All right, before we get started, when you think about a craft brewery and you hear their name, Copper Point, I want you all to think about what image pops in your head. How does that look and how does that feel? And sit on that and let's get into it. So, Pete, tell us a bit about yourself and the history of Copper Point Brewing.
Yeah, for sure. So, personally, I got into beer, I guess I'm dating myself, but a couple of decades ago, like, there was a time before now when there really weren't a lot of craft offerings. So we had to, kind of like pick and choose and find, and there was a little bit more of kind of what I would define as the discovery, right? And there was a little bit more of a treasure hunt to craft beer. And as things have evolved, craft beer is a little bit more readily available, specifically in South Florida, where we're based. I was fortunate enough to live in Chicago. And at the time that I was kind of getting into craft, and then I started traveling, and I found myself traveling more and more for craft beer, eventually going to Bavaria and living in Bavaria for a while, and going to the last place I lived in the US before coming back to Florida was Portland, Oregon, which, as you know, has this amazingly rich, craft beer world. So that's kind of my story. As my passion developed, I followed it around, and I'm so happy now that Florida has a really nice burgeoning craft scene, right? Mm-hmm. History of Copper Point. So we just celebrated our fifth year in operation.
Congratulations.
Copper Point was born from Matt Cox, who is our brewmaster and owner. Matt's been brewing professionally, and this is something that not a lot of people can say in the state of Florida. Matt's been brewing professionally for 20 years, over wow. 20 years at this point. Wow. He took his first GABF gold medal at Big Bear, where he was at for years, and had the opportunity, had the dream, right, had the drive to open up Copper Point about 5 years ago, and he took his second GABF gold medal at Copper Point. So, you know, now the guy's got two, which I don't talk about it with him too much because, you know, he's got a big enough head already.
It's very cool. Very cool, man.
But yeah, that's, you know, Copper Point is, we talk a lot about internally about kind of what's our brand identity, right? Like, what are we trying? And we're actually in a really interesting stage right now where we're redefining, as any business should, right? We're looking at those definitions and we're making sure that, you know, they are matching what we want to do. So we're kind of in a brand refresh phase right now.
Usually that happens, right? About, you know, 3 to 5 years, every brand should kind of either do branding.
Yeah, so what you'll do, depending on the industry, right? But like for beer, like, I think about like 5 years is pretty good. We started this process about a year ago. I've seen other like metrics that say like, you know, like every 8 years you want to like do something, but I don't know. I think we're all, as the world becomes more like, as commerce becomes more digitally involved, obviously, like you need to have those touch points. You need to have those impressions and you need to stay fresh and relevant, right? Mm-hmm. So that's something that, since I've been with the company, we've been focusing on. But the history of Copper Point is we literally, like, our mission statement is super simple. Like, we just want to make really good beer and put it in people's hands, you know, and hope that they enjoy it. So, yeah.
That's awesome, awesome. So what leads us to the question that I asked earlier and to what we're going to talk about, how has the layout of your brewery inside and outside helped paint the image of your overall brand identity?
Yeah, that is, you know, a super, super interesting question because, you know, the depth there is as deep as you want to go. You know, really, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned that the physical location of your brewery is going to be the touch point, obviously. That's going to be the main, especially in home market. When you start looking at distribution, start looking at, you know, kind of regional or national distribution, that'll shift a little bit. But honestly, none of that matters. It could be argued that none of that matters unless you have a local kind of touch point and a base. Specifically now there have been, you know, there's the argument that like Gypsy Brewers or maybe some of these brands that are contract brewed, I think maybe those are going for, and this is just kind of like my personal opinion, those are kind of going more for like lifestyle, even if it is like the nuance of lifestyle within craft beer, right? Like, You're kind of selling the hype a little bit, which is a totally viable, and we've seen like a really good way for some of these breweries to grow. But for us, at least, it really is about, you know, having people come in. So there's a couple of things there. One, as you were kind of introducing the podcast, I thought about show, don't tell. Right? It's something that we say in marketing. It's something that we say in creative writing. You know, I want you to experience the story. I don't want to have to hold your hand and like shove this story down. Like, you know, and I think that's really how like a better impression is made. So, our physical location, I'll talk about the back first. Our brewery, since Matt's been brewing for 20 years, there's not a piece of that brewery that isn't engineered, or thought about to Matt's liking. The building just flows, you know? And we actually give at the brewery, we give a tour every Saturday at 3 for people who wanna check it out. But like, you know, we walked into this building as a shell. It's a warehouse, right? Like most breweries are. Like, there's not a lot of, I think I could say with confidence, there's not a lot of breweries in operation right now that were built from the ground up to be a brewery. So you have to take an existing building and, you know, retrofit it, you know, trench out the floors, kind of map out where your equipment's going. So the back is really intuitive to a good brewer because someone who I think is a great brewer really, you know, designed it and engineered it. for years I've been telling Matt that, you know, he over-engineers everything. Because if you look at, if you go to an event, like you see, like, our, even our jockey boxes are like, you know, this guy is doing like insulated lines and like it's, you know, he's got a nitro faucet. Like it's really funny. So I give him a hard time about that.
But that's all.
Yeah. As far as the customer facing touch point, and this is really, I think, what will affect brand and marketing the most, right? Because look, customers, they may want to look inside the brewery, but that's not the language that they're speaking, right? They want that immersive experience. I mentioned before that our building is a warehouse, right? It was very much a warehouse. It is in an industrial warehouse zone. So there is something inherently transformational about ours in particular, because if you walk in through those front doors, you immediately stop being in a warehouse zone. You know, and I think for a long time, it was viable for breweries to have kind of a garage aesthetic in their tap room, where it kind of feels like you're, you know, in someone's house, or like, you know, and you just kind of walk in and you're in the garage and you're drinking like homebrew, things like that. That is absolutely not the feeling that you get at Copper Point. Copper Point is warm. There's a lot of wood. There's a lot of, you know, we have an entire like laid out copper bar. The lines coming down from the ceiling, like there's this kind of industrial blue collar. It feels like a tavern. It feels like a bar. You know, and keep in mind, you're coming in from an industrial, like, you know, like warehouse spot in South Florida, which is kind of, you know, the essence of like suburban industrialism, right? Like if there was like a tone to the architecture. But you walk in and we partnered with Ben Carey of now of Sable Designs, and he did most, if not all, actually, of our tap room. But it is a very warm, very inviting place to sit and have a few beers, right? And it speaks to the craft and the brand identity, because our entire brand identity really is about kind of looking back into the past when things were produced at a higher quality, right? You know, 2020, like, we live in the time of fast fashion, right? You buy a shirt. Yeah. You buy a shirt, you wear it once, you go out in it, you're never gonna wear it again because it's like destroyed, right? I grew up, my dad was a radio operator. I was just telling somebody about this this week, actually, while we were kind of discussing the brand. And he always told me, like, you know, you buy one of these radios, like when he was a kid growing up in the 50s, 60s, like you buy one of these radios and you know that that radio is gonna be with you forever. Right? Like, it just, they're bomb-proof. They're, you know, they're
built to last.
Yeah, built to last. Like, there's something really, like, you know, and a lot of breweries and a lot of companies just spit out that word quality, right? But I think we live it. And that comes through in the tap room design, because, I mean, God, if you go to one of the tables and, you know, you put your hands on it, like, that's a solid table. Like, that thing's not moving. You know, you go to the bar, like our stools, like they just, there's a certain inherent level of quality. There's actually a quote in the movie Jurassic Park, where the insurance guy, I think one of the kids like picks up one of the night vision goggles. And the guy in the front, the insurance guy turns around and he goes, is it heavy? And the kid goes, yeah. And he goes, that means it's expensive. Put it down. You know what I mean? Like, so there's a tactile, like you touch it and it's and the vibe, the feeling. So that helps us kind of root back into our brand identity, specifically with this change too, because we're looking back and we're seeing, you know, we try to see our brand through the eyes of our customers as well. Because at the end of the day, I want, you know, have it be packaging or labeling period or just, you know, a poster. I want it to be a showstopper. When people are walking down the aisle of, you know, a grocery store and they see my beer on the shelf, I want it to stop their carts and they look at it and they go, I've never had it, but I can tell it's good.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why it opened up. I mean, you painted the image perfectly without me having to paint it. When I asked about what you think about Copper Point, when you just think about a brewery, what would you want it to feel like and how the atmosphere look like? And you hit it on the head. A lot of people who haven't been there probably would have thought the same thing that you just basically said. In their mind, if they're thinking about a brewery, it's just like boom, 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 and you meet that expectation with your actual physical location. And I think that's great. And I think that's one of the points that you don't have to tell. It kind of exudes through the culture from the product of the beer and also the environment. And that's awesome. And that's what, when somebody is going to start creating a space, whether it's a brewery or another, for another type of business, they have to think about that, how they want their clients to feel when they walk in there, you know, and the image that they want to get and make sure that's identical to their brand image. You know, they don't want them to come walk into a place and be like, oh, it looks nice, but that's not who we are. You want them to walk in and be like, I know who they are. I know about them. I feel about them. From my own perception, I can see, hey, the hardworking, the long lasting, good quality when they walk in there. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And what you don't want, I guess, from a business perspective is to that disparity, right? Like you don't want that, you know, your product to be this, but your image to be this, right? You need to have those in line. Which is not to say that like that won't guarantee, like it's not going to guarantee success, right? Nothing's going to guarantee success, but it is going to kind of lessen that, like the threshold for a customer. Like it just, once it clicks in their head, it's better for everybody.
Yeah, you lead them down that right path, so you control the narrative of what they need to or how they should think about your brewery or other business.
Yeah,
man, that's, you brought up some great points. The last question I have for you that I have on every show is basically actionable steps. If someone is brand new and they are starting a new business and they're thinking about designing the interior from outside to inside, what would your first tip be to them for them to ponder or think about before or during?
Yeah. You know, you get one shot at first impressions. That's it. Like, you know, make sure that whatever you're serving up is what you want to be served up. So if you're going into it, and I'll use kind of maybe a simpler idea, right? Because I think, you know, the design and build out of a tap room is a lot to kind of think about. But like, think about logos. Right? And this is something that we just went through. Do you want to sit down and design your own logo, right? To save the money, right? Because that's why I think people do that, or they think that they could do it. Or do you want to, like, you know, have the help of someone who is a professional in that? Because at the end, it's going to get you what you really want. So I'm thinking of the taproom the same way, like, you know, I personally think that I can walk into a room and, you know, I'm a great interior designer. I'm not, you know, but you trust the people who do that for a living, just the way as, you know, a brewery owner, you would trust a brewmaster. If you're not a brewer, you have to trust a brewmaster. The reason I don't cut my own hair, right, is because I'm not a barber. The reason, you know, we trust people in their professions, in their, you know, specifically in their art, right? So really be able to maybe enumerate the things that make your brand, and I would invite everyone to strike up a partnership with someone that speaks their language and can translate that into design.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the hard part is, having this great image in your mind and having to articulate that to the creative person who's going to be doing that. So you brought up a good point, have someone who can speak that language so they can articulate exactly what you want. And sometimes it's hard to communicate a feel, but you know, taking clippings from different magazines or going online, searching, getting different images and kind of laying it out and saying like, when I see this, this is how I feel. And it kind of helps tells that story so that person can take what you said and kind of create that that image that you're looking for.
Now, just a little shortcut there, like Pinterest is fantastic for that, you know? And there's been a couple, I've done a little bit of just freelance kind of consulting, right, to help a couple of folks in and out of this industry. And just using kind of like Pinterest boards and be like, this is the overall vibe, right? And then, you know, because the visual medium is a little easier.
All right, man, those are some great actionable steps. And if you guys are in the Boynton, if you guys are in South Florida or in Florida, definitely go out and check out Copper Point Brewing. You guys are located at 151 Commerce Road, Boynton Beach, Florida. You can visit their website, which, like I said, does do a good story painting that image for you. That's going to be copperpointbrewingcompany.com. Facebook, you can find them at Copper Point Brewing Co. Instagram is Copper Point Brewing Company, and on Untappd is just Copper Point. Thank you everyone for tuning in to our fourth episode, and how the aesthetics of your physical location plays a huge role in your brand identity. And thank you, Pete, for imparting us with your knowledge and your experience.
My pleasure, man. Thank you very much for thinking of us. I really appreciate it. Thank you.